Okay, let's take a look at the bottom part. So the Balamar learns to him that Machitza is a pnimiya, it's like Rashi. Ubimalkim shenagu ligdar bibiko. Balamar also learns, not like Rashi, that we're talking about a malkim shenagu ligdar. We're talking about a biko that's a malkim shenagu ligdar. Why does Balamar learn that way? It's going to create problems for him. Wouldn't it be easier to learn like Rashi that Samalkim Shinogu Shil? Because if Samalkim Shinogu lived there, they can be Kaifin Zezeh. If they can be Kaifin Zezeh, so why do you have to wait for Dal Ruchas? The Balaam was going to address it. But that was what was Mechir Rashi to learn that it's Samalkim Shinogu Shil lived there. So you have to wait till the Nick of his Nene. What's driving the Balaam to learn that it's talking about Samalkim Shinogu lived there? So, Balamar learns it has to be a Malkim Shinogu Ligdar because if it's a Malkim Shinogu Shaloi Ligdar, then the Balamar holds it wouldn't be any Hanoi at all, even from Dal Ruchas. If they're not Makbid on Ayin Hara, so then there would be no Hanoi. We saw such a reason who said, well, that it has to be a Malkim who says that if it's Machitzas HaPtimiyos and if it's a Malkim Shinogu Shaloi Ligdar, then there's no Hanoi at all. The Rashbam, in the Hagon Rashi, the Rashbam asks. Hagon, Taisus Marei Nishmul, V'lini retayim mishum dakati li mahani li midi, shakol yichayil mikonis li miruch rabiyis, aval in godu rabiyis mechayiv anoysi, kid aminu begamar, v'afal gab daminu l'el, d'stam bikam okam shnogu shaloi ligdavu. So what's this kasha? Even from Dal Ruchas, why do you have to pay? It's a Malkim Shinogu Shaloi Ligdar. So what are the Dal Ruchas given? Hani Mili Mebikul Ibik. So the Rashbam answers to him at Mechitzas HaChitzonius. But the Balamar is learning that it's Mechitzas HaPnimiyos. So Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, where's the Hano? So Melo, the Rambam, because of that, the Balamar learns, but Taka told him in a Malkim Shinogu Ligdar. We told him in a Malkim Shinogu, so Pashup Shani means it's a Malkim with a Machbid and Ayin Har. So there is a Hanor from being mukum. So the Kamaslan of Asnisin, the Mishnah tells me, Shein Machayim and Ishligdar, Shein Machayim and Ishligdar, Bein Avein Chaveri, Ad Shei Shomer Midal Ruchaisu. Meaning we're not Machayim the Nikath. Not mechayev nikiv to be mishtatif. Chayos means what does he mean? Ligdar to be mishtatif. But not mechayev nikiv to be mishtatif unless the makif is makif and midal ruchaisa. Kolay mishlei parts of shus harabim. If the makif would have been the nikif tchila, we would have been mechayev the nikif. So let's start with the end of the Balamor. So the Balamor says, Balamor is addressing the problem that Rashi addressed. Rashi asked, if we're talking about Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, and if in fact we're talking about a Malkum Shnogu lived there as the Balamor would have it, so then the Makif can be kaif l'nikif l'shtatif. So if the makif can be kaif l'nikif l'shtatif, so what kind of din is this? Then until the makif finishes off all Dalad Ruchos, the makif can't be tovei anything from the nikif. Why does he have to wait for Dalad Ruchos? He doesn't even need to do one ruach. Even if the makif just has the plans in his head, the makif can come to the nikif and say, it's a kaisel l'shutfin, it's a mokum shenogu l'gdor, and so we have to be guided together. So let me tell you that he doesn't have to wait for three walls to be finished. He doesn't even have to wait for one wall to be finished. He can be kaifim even before the fact. The makif can be kaifim nikif l'shtatif. So how can the Mishnah say that the makif can only be tovei from the nikif after he finishes all four walls? That's the problem. That's why Rashi learns his takam lokum shnogu shleilidah. That's where the Rashbam learns its mechitzas echitzonius. The Balamar is a different etzah. The Balamar says, enechirami. If the makif would have come lechatchila before he started to build it all and been tovei the nikif, he can have been kaif for the nikif until nikif zik mishtatif. But the makif didn't do that. The makif missed the opportunity. He didn't come to the nikif in advance and say, I want you to be mishtatif. He waited till he already built the three walls. Then he first woke up and was tovei the nikif. Then the nikif can say, no, I'm not going to pay you until I'm mukka from all four sides. What's the seichel? If the makif has a tefillah that the nikif should be mishtatif, what's the difference if he does it before he builds the walls, after he builds the walls? He has a tefillah, nikif should be mishtatif. And then Mr. Hamishnah. The Mishnah says, kais l'chotzer shenofal, and then one of them built it, so he can be tevei one to be mishtatif. Becheska shenosun at shiyovirayah shaloi nosun. What does that mean? It means he already built the wall. And we want to know, the wall's already built, did the nikif, we don't know if the other fellow participated or not. So, obviously, even after you build the wall, we don't say it's fafal. And moving the Gemara over there, we're talking about after the wall was finished. After the wall was finished, the guy who built the wall says that today the other fellow, the shochet says, I already paid you. And we say that that's due to the sugya over there of Chazoka and the Peret Yitzmanik. And we'll get to the sugya when we get to the sugya. That's so far away. But Akapanim, it's move over to the parish that even after he finished building the wall, he can be today the shochet for the money. So what's over here? Why over here? What's the svar? He can tevei him beforehand. Beforehand, he can be tevei him for all four walls. He doesn't have to build anything. He can tevei the nikif to be mishtatif. But he can be tevei the nikif to be mishtatif. But if he let it go by, and he wasn't tevei the nikif to be mishtatif, then everybody has to wait for all four walls to be finished. He can't be tevei him after three walls. He lost the opportunity. Why? And I feel the time that he lost the opportunity for the three walls, be tevei him the fourth. Well, you know, the fourth doesn't care about them. That's not sure. The fourth doesn't care about it. It's the side of Shisarab. But what's the cycle that he can't be tevei the three? He could be tevei the three in advance. But if they're already built, he can't be tevei them anymore. But after four, he could be. But after he's makif from all four sides, then he can come back and he could be tevei the first three walls. So the chayr of the pashup shat. It's pashup shat about him, I think. We'll see going forward if this is still. But at least to begin with, I think the pshat in the Balamor ought to be. At least the first thing that comes to mind is that if he had not yet built the walls, and some welcome shenogu ligdor with the makvad and ayin hara, then the makif could be tevei the nikif as the chokas mezaken. They mask each other with hezik kriya with ayin hara. It's makom shnagul lukta the machber ayin hara. Like he says, osalodim shiyamid al the like the Balamar brings osalodim shiyamid al stei chaver b'shoshem eris become myself. So the tefillah of the makif and the nikif would be hachokas mezaken. You're being mazik me by looking at me. I mazik you too. Okay, fine. So I'll do my share, but you have to do your share also after chokas mezaken. If the makif is surveying the nikif after chokas mezaken, so then it doesn't matter that the nik that he's not yet mukka from all four sides, that the nikif is still open to the rishus rabbim. The makif not the what the nikif is going to say. Why should I build a wall? I'm open to the rishus rabbim. The makif will say to the nikif, that's a very sad story. But what does it have to do with me? You're being mazik me. You have to build a wall because you're mazik me, not because people from Shishu Rabban are looking to you. You don't like people from Shishu Rabban looking to you, so you build a wall. But that's not why. That's not what I'm being today. I'm being today you because you're being mazik me. So therefore, the mazik the makif could be today the nikif hachokas mezaken. However, says the Balam Or holds that if he the makif went ahead and built three walls, so fafal, he lost the chance to be today hachokas mezaken. It's already too late. He can't be today anymore hachokas mezaken. He had an opportunity. He could have gone to the makif and say hachokas mezaken. He didn't do it. Instead, the makif went and built a wall on his own. Now he's not a nizik. Now the mazik's not a nizik anymore. Now the nikif is call him Shimon. Now Shimon isn't looking at Reuven anymore. So what's Reuven's taina? You were masking me before. So then the Shimon will say, okay, I was masking you before. I would have if you would have come to me then. I would have done something about it. Meanwhile, right now you built a wall. Now I'm not masking you. So the Makif lost the opportunity to veyach chokas and nizok. The Ramban, by the way, is looking at this. The Ramban says, he doesn't talk about it if it's a chokas and nizok and that, but the Ramban says that there's no such thing as losing the opportunity. If Shimon is chayav to be mishtaktif, then when Reuven built the wall, he built the wall as a shliach of Shimon. And then he comes and he collects. Shimon was chayav from the beginning. If Shimon was chayav to be mishtaktif in the beginning, so when Reuven built the wall, he was building it on Shimon's behalf also. And then he sent Shimon and built. What's his business that he loses the opportunity? But the Balam Or holds not the way. The Balam Or holds, you want to tie in a chokas nezokin, you want to be tevei a chokas nezokin, you have to be tevei while the nikif is still being masik you. But if you build a wall and now Shimon's not being masik you anymore, Reuben, so then goodbye. That's not a time anymore. That he lost. So what fear could he still be tevei? What could Reuben still be tevei from Shimon? Yared. Shimon could still be Reuben. The makif could still be tevei the nikif. Reuben could still be tevei Shimon. That I was mahane you. Yared. I'm going to say mahane. That's synonymous with yared. I'm not going to lump this if yared is yared and then not and then. We never really resolved that, we never came to a final resolution of that question. Those big issues. Generally, the big issues never get resolved. The little issues get resolved. The local issues. But Al Kapanim, whatever it is, he's coming to us, Mashpiach, Yerit, Nene, whatever you want to call it. So that's that Reuben can still be Tavei Shimon. Shimon, I made things good for you too. Now you're God. So you also have a tell us from that. So I can be today, you lost Nene. However it is, may kind of bezoiled, may I can feel my shigod or whatever the shittas are, but I can be today, you lost Nene. But for Nene, the Nikif can say, I'm not Nene till I'm godder from all four sides. What Nene? You're I'm godder for you, but I'm open to Shishar Abim. So you weren't Mahanami. That's Poshib Shatin in Palamar.
Are you saying that either when there's one
wall up,
the chokas
nezokin
is gone?
Yeah, no. If it's a chokas nezokin, then it doesn't have to be finished. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you're mazik me, I'm mazik you. You have to build three walls. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, there could be nothing there. Nothing's built. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you're being mazik me with hezek kriya. Build three walls. The walls that are between Reuven and Shimon, the three walls that are between the fourth side is just Rabban, the Balam Or.
But before the third wall's finished,
yeah.
Isn't there still hezek going on?
Yeah, but the problem is he already built Reuben when he built all three walls. Reuben went and built all three walls. So once he built all three walls, the hezek is gone. The nikif is no longer being mazik the makif. So that's it for Fala. He can no longer come. It's too late to come with the taina of Achokas Nezokin. If you want to come, if Reuben wants to come to Shimon with the taina with the tefillah of Achokas Nezokin, he has to come while Shimon is still being mazikim. But if Reuven finishes it all, or finishes off all three walls, Shimon is no. If Reuven, the Makif, finishes off all three walls, now Shimon, the Nikif, is no longer being Mazik Reuven. So that's it, finished. So he lost the opportunity to Tevei Achokas Nezokin. What he could be Tevei is Nene. But for Nene, you have to make four walls.
Why for Nene do you have to make four walls? Because the Bamar said explicitly, Lo Echkes Lego.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a second. That's a big problem.
This could be an explanation of Kariyot's or based on Zakai, why originally he started off as being Pater, because he was, unless he was Tovei.
No, but Kariyot's or based on Zakai is that he's, even after you build three walls, Kariyot's or based on Zakai is, no, sorry, something else. Kariyot's or based on Zakai is within Nene. When you build four walls, you can collect all four walls off Nene. But if you build three walls and then based on Pater's you, and then you build the fourth wall, so then your Yotzim based on Zakim within Nene.
By Kosel Chatzar, it seems like you can be Tovei
Harchot
Nizakim after the
fact, no? No, I don't think so. We'll see in a second. Let's one thing at a time. We'll come to Chatzar in a second. We'll come to Chatzar in a second. So that's L'chayr HaSchol Ezra. Now, the Emes is over here. Because, let's say this is correct. That the Reuven can no longer be Tevei Shimon as a Mazik. Too late. Why don't we Tevei Shimon as a Mazik? Because Shimon is Mazik. You know, Reuven wants the Mak. If Reuven wants to be Tevei Shimon, you're Mazik me. Be Machik in the Zokin. Too late. You already built the wall. Reuven already built the wall. You can't come after the fact to Shimon that you're a Mazik. He's not a Mazik anymore. So now what remains? He's Tevei Shimon as Nen. After four walls, he's Tevei Shimon as Nen. Why can't Shimon say, in a second, Reuven, how can you be Tevei me as a Nene? You had to build three walls anyway because you were Mazik me. You also had a Chiyuv HaChokas Nezokin. So why can't Shimon say back to Reuven, look, my Chiyuv HaChokas Nezokin, you could have been Tevei me, but you didn't. Apparently you were Michael. You didn't bother to Tevei me HaChokas Nezokin. I see, you weren't Tevei. You went and built the wall on your own. Okay, so fine. So that's it. I'm off the hook from my HaChokas Nezokin. But Reuven, you have a Chiyuv HaChokas Nezokin. You had to build the wall to be Machik your Hezekiah for me. So how do you get to that's why you built the wall. How do you get to be Tevei me else Nene? You have to build the wall anyway. I'll start Chokas Nezokin. This is a tricky point, but let's say for the time being everything here is up for grabs. But for the time being, you hear the time I'm saying. Why can Shimon? It sounds grossly unfair. I mean, Reuven's Mazik Shimon. Shimon's Mazik Reuven. But at the end of the day, Reuven built the wall. He didn't ask Shimon to be Machik his Nezokin, to be Machik his Hezekiah. So why can't Shimon now turn around and say to Reuven, Reuven, you built this wall, you have to build the wall. HaChokas Nezokin. So why do you want me to pay for it else, Nana? So this goes to issues we talked about in that base. Mistama, the answer is things that we saw in the Rosh. That since they mazik each other, so there's no such thing as a unilateral tefillah of Achokas Nezokin. Reuven can't come to Shimon and say, Shimon, just build the wall and be machrik your nesek. Or Shimon can't just go to Reuven and say, Reuven, just build the wall and be machrik your nesek. Shimon, what right do you have to be there looking at Reuven that you should be tevei Reuven to be machrik? You don't have right to be there either. So the tefillah of Achokas Nezokin is a tefillah be'etzim to do it together, of siyua, the Rosh calls. It's a tefillah's moment of siyua. Since they're mazik each other, so there's a chiyav achokas nezokin to build the wall together as achokas nezokin. So Reuven lost his opportunity. Reuven cannot; he lost the chance to be tevei Shimon to be misayeh. But that doesn't mean that Shimon can then turn around and say, "Now Reuven, you have to do it yourself." That's also natural. So when Reuven went and built the wall, he lost the opportunity to be tevei Shimon as achokas nezokin. But Shimon does not get to be tevei Reuven as achokas nezokin either. So Mela, Hachokas Nezokin is off the table. That's finished. Reuven could have asked Shimon to be Mishtatef as Hachokas Nezokin. He didn't. He did it all by himself. Hachokas Nezokin now is yesterday's news. Nobody, Hachokas Nezokin is not a factor anymore. Now we're coming as Nene. So as Nene, Shimon says to Reuven, when I'll be Nene, I'll pay you. But meanwhile, it's only three walls. I'm not Nene.
Can you say that there's a chaser here, even though it's Nene, and also Zenene is a chaser?
Maybe it wasn't Nene. Maybe there's a chaser, but there's no Nene. We'll talk about chaser also going forward. There's a lot of, I want to go with Derek Binyan because a lot of everything's connected with everything else, and we need to go a little bit at a time. But for the time being, he might be chaser. He maybe is chaser. The worst is he's not chaser. We'll have to deal with it. But you have to be nene. So the nene is only after four walls.
Okay.
So that's step one. Step one in the Balama. Go for Derech Binyan. We'll see. We may have to change some of it, but we're going tentative. So again, the Balamar says, Lichat Chilo, you can be Tevei Him, even the first one. So I'm explaining, because you would have had a Tevei of Achokas Nezokin. Reuven could have been Tevei Shem, let's get rid of Achokas, we have to get rid of Achokas Nezokin. But the Balamar holds that you have to do it before you build. You can't do it after you build. So now it's after you build. So Reuven can no longer tie in Achokas Nezokin. What he could tie in is Nene. Nene, you have to have four walls. However, what about a chotzer? Luchar, the same thing should be, the same cheshmer should be true in a chotzer. That if Reuben built a wall, Reuben built a wall between him and Shimon, but people are still looking in from the Rishus Rabin, Hachok and Zokin is too late to be Tereya. And Nene, he's not Nene yet. So the Balamar says no. By a chotzer, it's different. Masha'enkin b'chotzer. Going back to the fifth line in the Balamar. Masha'enkin b'chotzer. And I think what's driving him is because by chotzer this can't be true. We have a mission of Kaisel Shanofel. So by chotzer it's a muchuch that even after Reuben built the wall, he could still be today. He could still go and be today Hashem. So why is that true? Why is this? Why don't we have the same cheshem by chotzer? Zok the Balamar, Mashenkin by chotzer. Shemachayven is becholim in livnei Kaisel b'emso. V'yafa b'sheshos sheparz to shesarab. Even though it's open to shesarab. Stam chotzer asuyi litzino litznius rather livnis lo ksolim mi arba ruchisel. Mashenkin mebikos sheish harbin yodam shein makbidim listam mikneged v'shusarab. Says Balamar, there's a difference in a chotzer and a bikos. By a chotzer, everybody is greater l'sad v'shusarab. It's also litzino. Nobody leaves the v'shusarab open. By a bikos, even though it's a welcome shenogu ligdar. But the tzad v'shus rabim, lots of people keep open. The noyeg ligder between one bitka and the other, one sod and the other. But they're not necessarily noyeg to be greater than tzad v'shus rabim. And he says, al hezber, because it's al hezek riyah. Hezek riyah is to stop and is to sit and stare. So the shochan sits and stares, but the bnei v'shus rabim are passing by. They're not going to be the rest of the side. But he says, so there's more hezek, there's more ayin hara from the shochan side than from v'shus rabim. So therefore, even though it's a mokum shenogu ligder from three sides, it's not necessarily a mokum shenogu ligder from the fourth side. So the Chayyim needs to say that therefore by a chotzer, Shimon is nene miyad. Shimon is nene from everyone. Because we know that Shimon is going to be goyder the tzad v'shus rabim. That we can take it as a given that Shimon is soifoy to be goyder the tzad v'shus rabim by a chotzer. Since we know that Shimon is going to be goyder the tzad v'shus rabim, so we can treat the Shus Rabim as Godel, because Shimon is certainly planning to be Goyder. He's not crazy. So Shimon's planning to be Goyder the Tzad Shus Rabim. So if Shimon's planning to be Goyder the Tzad Shus Rabim, then he has Hanoh from the other three walls. From every wall that Reuben builds, Shimon has Hanoh. Because Shimon is planning to be Goyder from all four sides. If Reuben won't do it, Shimon will do it. Right? Let's say Reuben's a Goyder. Shimon's going to be Goyder from all four sides. That's for sure. So therefore, there's a Hanoh from every single wall. So Shimon can't tie it by a chotzer. I'm not nenen yet till I get four sides. You're nenen miyad. You're nenen miyad. So by a chotzer, Reuben, even if he builds one wall, he can be tevei Shimon. By a bikur, maybe Shimon's planning to leave the fourth side open. Because it's the fourth side, not everybody's going there. If Shimon's planning to leave his fourth side open, then he can say to Reuben, I'm not a nenen till you build four sides. I'm not going to be going to the fourth side. And you're building me three sides from three sides. I have no hanoh. That's what it sounds like. That's how it's going to come out the next two steps. Of course, this opens up a tremendous problem. This doesn't make any sense. Manashach, why is Shimon, by a bicker, why is Shimon not going to be going to the fourth side? Because from the fourth side, there's not so much iron heart. So what kind of time does Shimon say? Three walls, I don't have enough from three walls, I'm open to the Shisarabim. Manashach, if Shimon is a guy who cares about iron heart from the Shisarabim, then he'll be going to the Shisarabim, then he's going from three walls too. And if Shimon is a guy who doesn't care about the Ayin Hara from the Shus Rabim, because the Ayin Hara from the Shus Rabim is much less, but he cares about Ayin Hara from Reuben, so then he's Nene from the three walls. You can't have it both ways. Shimon can't say, I'm not Nene from the three walls because I'm open to the Shus Rabim, but I'm not planning to be able to be going to the Shus Rabim because the Shus Rabim is not so much Ayin Hara. You know, one way or another. Make up your mind, Shimon. If you're makbid on the Shus Rabim, then it's exactly like then by you it's like a chotzer. By a chotzer there is hanoh from three walls. As the Balamor explained by a chotzer and Shimon, not Reuben, Shimon is the side of the fourth side. The Balamor is setting up the case. The fourth side is open to Shusar Abim. So he says if the Reuben is makif Shimon from three sides, he could already be Tevei Shimon. Reuben could already be Tevei Shimon. Choras Nene. As Masik, it's too late. He's be Tevei. He's being Tevei Mas Nene. As Nene. Why is he a Nene? Maybe the fourth is going to be open. So he says, no, the fourth side's for sure going to be closed up. Out of the Nick of Shimon is going to close up the fourth side. So it's because we know Shimon will close up the fourth side, so therefore Shimon is a Nene from three sides. So say the same thing by a Bikkur. We know Shimon will close up the fourth side, so therefore he's a Nene from three sides. LMI, no, we don't know he's going to close up the fourth side. Maybe he won't close up the fourth side, because maybe he doesn't care about the fourth side. So then he's still a Nene from the Manashek. If you don't care about the fourth side, then you're a Nene from the three sides that everybody cares about. This is the glaring problem, which makes no sense. I thought that the L'chari have to say different shot. That the Tfias Hanovi there is not Astayin Har. When Reuben is Makif Shimon from four sides and he's Teveyim Asnene, however much he's Teveyim, the kind of Zol, whatever the Tfias, he's Teveyim Asnene, Asnene. The Hanovi here, the Hashbacha, is not that Shimon is now protected from Reuven's Ayin Har. That's not the Tefillah. Maybe because that Reuven can't be Tevea, because that's Reuven's responsibility to be Mesalik in the first place. Not like I said before, that the Hezek Riyah is mutual or nothing. No. Hezekiah, each person has his own chiv achokas nizokin. Reuben has a chiv on his own of achokas nizokin. Shimon has his chiv on his own of achokas nizokin. If Reuben would have gone before any of the walls were built, he could have gone to Shimon and say, "I have a chiv achokas nizokin. You have a chiv achokas nizokin. So we have to do it together." But Reuben didn't do that, so Reuben lost that opportunity. But Reuben still has his own chiv achokas nizokin, and therefore, when Reuben builds the three walls, he cannot turn around to Shimon and say, "Shimon, look, I was mahana you that I'm not being mazik you with Hezekiah." Balaam holds, you can't be Tevei Sal Shana. Reuben can't be Tevei Shimon. The Hano, that I built the wall so that I shouldn't be masking with Hezekiah. It's like a guy, it's like protection. It's like a protection racket. I'm going to go, the mafia comes knocking on your door. We want payment. We're being Mahana you. What are you being Mahana me? We're being Mahana you that we're not blowing up your store. So that's the Balaam holds. That would be a Dano over here. What's Dano? That Reuben built the wall that he shouldn't be masking Shimon with Hezekiah? That's Reuben's responsibility not to be masking with Hezekiah. Yeah, if he would have been smart, he could have gone to Shimon in the first place and say, but you also have that chiyuv. But he didn't do that. But that doesn't take away, again, not like I said before, not like the Rosh, that it's only a chiyuv of siyuv. No, Reuben has a chiyuv of achokas nezokin. So if a Reuben has to build a wall as achokas nezokin, and therefore, it's a chutzpah, he has to build a wall as achokas nezokin, because he's being mazik Shimon, and then he turns around and he's tevei Shimon, dano, that he's not being mazik him. There's no sister. So what's the tefillah? What is the hano? What's the Tfias Hanah? Kochach, the Tfias Hanah is from Hezek of Behemoth. Ragli Odom, Ragli Behemoth. That's the Hanah. That Shimon was not Mokhliyev to be Mach. That was not Shimon's. Reuben. That was never Reuben's responsibility. So it's true that Reuben had to build a wall anyway, Al Sayin Hora, Al Sachok and Zokin. And that Hanoh, he can't be Tevea. But at the end of the day, Reuben can come to Shimon and say, look, I have to build a wall. That's true. I have to build a wall anyway, so I shouldn't be Masik you. And that I can't charge you for that. No. I can't charge you the Hanoh that I'm not being Masik you. That's ridiculous. I'm not the mafia. So that I'm not going to be Tevea. But I am a Hanoh you that now behemoths don't come in from the street. And I guess we'll say, even though it's Mechitzas HaPnimiyos, we already saw in the Mekiyosef. that the mechitzas apnimiyos could protect from behemoths from the street too. Because maybe Reuben didn't make mechitzas. Maybe the case will have to be that Reuben didn't make mechitzas to between him and the street. After all, the Baal HaMoreh is the favorite that even in a mokum shenogu ligdor, but between the sod and the street, lots of people don't make gedor. So Reuben didn't make any gedor between him and the street because the ayin hara from the street is not worried about. And behemoths, the hezek of behemoths is not something that they're necessarily noyig ligdor from. That's not strong enough that it makes the mokum shenogu ligdor. It's hano, but it's not a mokum shenogu ligdor. So the Meila says, so Reuben comes to Shimon and says, look, Shimon, the Hezekri we're not going to talk about. I understand, that's my responsibility to be Machik Hezekri. But at the end of the day, you have a know that now behemoths aren't coming in from the street. And it's true, lots of people don't worry about that. So Mokum Shinogul Shaloy Ligdor the Sad Rishus Rabim, so people don't do it necessarily, but it's still a Hano. So Abi Kutaveyu, however much, may kind of bezoil, may avonim, that's the different shittas, how to understand how much I could be, but something I could be Taveyu, because you have Hano from behemoths coming into the street. The same way in Rashi, in Rashi, other Shainim is a Mokum Shinogul Shaloy Ligdor. Let's say in Rashi, it's a Mokum Shinogul Shaloy Ligdor, or the Mekyasif, it's a Mokum Shinogul Shaloy Ligdor, but you still have Hano that behemoths don't come in. So here it depends. So here it's Cholok, a Chotzer, and a Chotzer, and a Bikkel. In a Bikkel, Shimon could say, you to be Tavemi, the behemoths aren't coming in from the street. What do you mean? The street is open. The Tzadrish Yisra'am is open. So I don't know, what are you at? You built me three walls from between you and me. You know, between me and you, you built three mechitzas pnimis. But the Tzadrish Yisra'am is totally open. And I'm not planning to fence it in. Because the Tzadrish Yisra'am, I don't want to, why should I fence it in? Yes, true, maybe behemoths will come in. But all my neighbors don't have fences to the Tzadrish Yisra'am. Reuben, you don't have a fence to the Tzadrish Yisra'am. So I don't plan to make a fence to Tzadrish Yisra'am either. Because behemoths, how many behemoths? I'm not so worried about behemoths coming in. And I had horror of the Tzadrish Yisra'am you don't have. So finish. I have no plans to be fit to fence in the fourth side. So you can't come and tell me I'm nene from the mechitzas from three sides. Well, I'm not nene from... Because what do they give me? Marzah. Protection from an ayah horror the Taka give me. But that was your responsibility, not mine. Protection from behemoths? The three mechitzas don't give me protection from behemoths. So I'm not nene from I'm not nene from Silik Ragle Behem. By a chotzer, we know that Shimon will be going to the fourth side of the chotzer because he doesn't want people looking in. Maybe behemoth is not, but I know it's divrei hatznei. A chotzer is made for divrei hatznei. Of course, Shimon's going to be going to the fourth side. If Shimon is going to be going to the fourth side, then Reuben can say to Shimon that I was mahana you with the three walls that you're protected from Magli behem on three sides. In Cheshmen is good, but there's problems. Yes.
That doesn't say the reason why they don't care about Rishos HaRabim is because they don't mind the animals. Or he gives a svar. He said she'in derech bnei odom she's aklu b'Rishos HaRabim v'istaklu b'steich
HaDereh. Yeah, he's explaining why it's not a malkum shenogu lived there on the fourth side. How come it's a malkum shenogu lived there on three sides and it's a malkum shenogu lived there on the side of Rishos HaRabim? So he says because on three sides it's a malkum shenogu lived there because of Ayin Hara. On the fourth side, it's not a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor, so the Nikkav might keep it open. But he's not addressing what the Hano is. The Hano is Hano is a different Hano. The Hano is not the Hano of Ayin Hara. Because again, that makes no sense. If you're talking about the Hano of Ayin Hara, the Nikkav Avada has Hano from Ayin Hara. When Reuben builds three sides of Mechitzas, Avada the Nikkav has Hano from Ayin Hara, because the major Ayin Hara comes from those three sides. And the fourth side either doesn't care about it or he's planning to be going to it. But Kachi certainly has Hano from the three Mechitzas. That was our problem in the first place. It didn't make any sense. The Hano is not a Hano of Ayin Hara. The Hano is a Hano of Behemoths. But the Baal HaMoreh is busy. Where's the Malkum Shenogu Ligdor? Where's the Malkum Shenogu Ligdor? So he says, by a Chotzer, it's a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor on all four sides. But over here, it's a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor only on one side. Question is, a few questions.
He's coming with the fear of the market's coming why can the Nikaf claim like Mishtarshle from you initially we could have been kofi each other to build three and I no longer have to pay for that. Why isn't that a tefia?
Why can the Makaf say to the Nikaf, look, I would have been today. I think the answer is Mishashli has to be a Vadei Revach. It's only a Vadei Revach if we knew for a fact that the Makkav would have been today. But here, actually, the one thing that we know for a fact is the Makkav was not today. Like, taxes Mishashli, I'm richer because of Madlas Kunu. Money in the bank. I have money in the bank. But Taisin Mosh said, Ratzul Lisanes, if you know, if I ate Matnes Kuna, it's not called Mishashli. Who says that would have had some? So over here, what's the Makif going to be? What's the Nikif going to say? What's the Makif going to say to the Nikif? Nikif, I could have been to Veyu, you would have had to pay. So now you're richer. You're richer by the fact that I built the wall without being to Veyu. So the Nikif will say, why am I richer? Maybe you would have never been to Veyu. In fact, you would not have it. In fact, that's actually what happened. You weren't to Veyu. So the joke's on you. You weren't the baby. So where's the mishtashim? So there's a few problems here. First of all, I have one problem that I don't really have an answer for, which is by a chotzer. So the chayyim have to say by a chotzer also the hanos from behemis, because it can't be hanos hezek riyot. The whole idea of the Baal Mor is that you can't be Tevei Hezekri anymore. You missed the boat. It's too late. So you'll be Tevei Hanoh. And the Hanoh can't be Hanoh of Hezekri Yoh, because Hezekri Yoh was the Makif's responsibility, not the Nikif's responsibility. So all the Makif can be Tevei, the Nikif is the Hanoh of Behemoth. That's how I want to learn Pshat in the Baal Mor. And it says in Baal Mor that by a Chotzer, even from three walls, the Makif can be Tevei. Because since we know for a fact that Nikif's going to be going to the fourth side, so the Makif can say, when I built these three walls, I was Mahana you, Nikif. By building these three walls, now Behemoth can't come in from the street. So I have a problem just in Metzias. How Behemoth is going to come in from the street? Doesn't the Makif also have mechitzas between him and the street? If it's a chotzer, so the Makif is also a chotzer. Doesn't the Makif have mechitzas between him and the street? Everybody has machitzas between them and the street and a chotzer, because it's nei for the v'yatsneya. So it's a chotzer of the nikif. The makif also has chaser. I mean, the makif was makif him. It's also a chotzer. Maybe not. Maybe the makif has the bikkur around the chotzer, but it's not mashman the balmar though. Because when he talks about a chotzer, he says mechayim nesli becholim lipnis chaisel v'emsa.
Maybe it's not speaking over the makif. It's not a makif on three sides. It's just
two shchenim.
It's just shchenim, and then it's building the emphasis. There's already two walls.
But I still understand. What is he talking about? Before they built the wall or after they built the wall? If it's after they built the wall, so that's the whole problem. Or is after they built the wall, it's too late to be Tevei Hezek here. So, the most you can be Tevei is Behemoth. What Behemoth? How's this wall in the middle keeping Behemoth out? LMI, we're talking of, so that's what LMI were talking about. Before you built the wall, you could be today even by a bikkur. So this is a problem of me. I'm not quite sure what to do with this.
Yeah. Is it possible it may be there's a chilek between the Hezekri we're talking about in the first Mishnah and Ayin Hara that we're talking about now?
But Charly, in Yinzeh, if it's a Mokam Shinogu Lukta, then it's still this Manusha. First of all, two things. Number one, since it's a Malkam Shinogu Ligadur, so it should be the same. And number two, I mean, at least the same Lagabe, this svar that if you're not Tevei the Hezek before, you can't be Tevei it after. That should be a constant, no matter what kind of Hezekri we're talking about. Number two, if for some reason we're going to say that a Hezekri of a Chotzer is different and you can be Tevei it even after you built the wall, so that's the answer, that's the difference. What does he have to say this? I mean, that's very, it's not Mashman in the Balamar.
Do you ever think that if by the two chatzeros that are next to each other, there were two walls that are chatzeros, or two different chatzeros that were next to like a third chatzer, and one of the chatzeros would go there, mm-hmm. could you be kofa that guy to pay, or because there's still one wall that's not go there between a different chatzer, that it's not hana yet?
Maybe it's not Hanoi yet. Could be. Can't do the Vesna still. So maybe you wanted to Vey Masna and maybe you couldn't. No, or maybe we'd say no, but since we know that the Baal HaChatz is for sure going to be going to that side, like he says, like the Tzadr Shishrabim, so maybe it's already called that I was Mahani. I know, this is a problem. This is I have a bunch of problems. This is a problem that I don't know what to do with. And other problems that I thought I do know what to do with. This is a very glaring problem. The other problem that I had was, if this is the Pshat and the Baal HaMor, and I don't see a way out, like, I don't see any escapings. But if this is the Pshat and the Baal HaMor, so then we could ask, so then what's driving the Baal HaMor in the first place to learn that it's a Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Likta? Up till now, I thought, he has to say it's a Mokum Shenogu, he learns it's a Mokum Shenogu Likta. Why does he have to learn it's a Mokum Shenogu Likta? So at the very beginning, I said, well, what's driving the Baal HaMor to learn it's a Mokum Shenogu Likta? Because if it's a Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Likta, so what's the Hanok? It's Mukhi Yitrei Hanok. What's the Hanok? But now it emerges that the Hanok that Yitrevea is not the Hanok of Ayin Hara, which is why they're being Goyder. It's the Hanok of Behemoth. Behemoth is the Taka not Noik to be Goyder from. Most people leave the Rishas Rabbim, or many people leave the Rishas Rabbim open. So it's not a Malkum Snogel Ligder because of Behemoth. And Yitrevea the Hanok anyway. So you see even in the Baal HaMor that there could be a Hanok, even though it's a Malkum Snogel. So what drove the Baal HaMor to learn the, So wouldn't it be much simpler to learn the whole Mishnah by a Malkum Shnogu Shalei Ligdor? Stambik is a Malkum Shnogu Shalei Ligdor. Say it's a Malkum Shnogu Shalei Ligdor. And Reuben could never have been Kaifa Shimon, and even if he had wanted to, he couldn't have been Kaifa Shimon. We wouldn't know all these fancy things for fowl and spilt milk. No, it's a Malkum Shnogu Shalei Ligdor. Reuben can't be Tevea Shimon. But if Reuben built the fence from three sides, he can go to Shimon and be Tevea, that Nos Behemoth. Which is basically how many of Yishanim learn. It's a Malkum Shnogu Shalei Ligdor. But if Reuben builds a Rashi had such a side, but if Reuven builds machitzas, he can go to Shimon and say, "Look, Shimon, I was Mahani from Behemoth." What drove the whole Baal HaMor to learn? It's a Mokum Shenogu Shalai. It's a Mokum Shenogu Ligdor. So I thought maybe.
You say that removes the
Tanya
of either with a
Disagili
or Tol.
You know, why can't he say Tol? Maybe Shimon can't say Tol because it's a Mokum Shenogu Ligdor. This can Shimon could say Tol. Here, so Eitzel. Maybe Shimon, he's talking me, I don't want to remove because the Gemara maybe has it. It says Kanan Bezel might be awesome. But Tol, let's say. Maybe the Baal HaMor held that it can't be a Malkum Shenogu Shaloi Ligdor, because in Malkum Shenogu Shaloi Ligdor, why can't Shimon say Tol? We saw it in Rabban Rosh. So the Baal HaMor's Eitzel for that is that since it's a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor, so Shimon can't say Tol. And that's very understandable. How could Shimon say Tol? If Shimon will say Tol and Reuben will take the wall away, then Shimon's going to have to build a wall because Shimon's master with Ezekiel. So well, if there's a fat lot of good would go to Shimon to say Tol, then you're going to put it back to square one. Then Reuben could be Tevei Shimon. Because if there's no walls, Reuben could be Tevei Shimon. So Shimon can't say Tol. So maybe that's Ace. Maybe that's why the Baal HaMor had to learn it's a Malkum Shnogel Ligdor, because he wants to explain why Shimon can't say Tol. I hear. I want to say a different word. But this is very, very glad. I wanted to say that he needs to learn some Malkum Shenogu Ligdor, because if we Malkum Shenogu Shaloi Ligdor, then he doesn't understand why the Gemara Baba Kama calls it Loi Chasa. The Gemara Baba Kama calls the case of Zenan of Zen Loi Chasa. Why is it Loi Chasa? It's Mechitza Apnimiyos. He learns like Rashi. It's Mechitza Apnimiyos. Taisus Kasha. Mechitza Apnimiyos. Rabban also said, Mechitza Apnimiyos. Avada Enlecha Chasa Gadol Mizeh. Reuven's building Mechitzas to protect Shimon from Reuven looking at him. So, I mean, Reuben, now, I don't know, maybe he's building the mechitzas for Behemoth, but he's not building, but Reuben's not building the mechitzas for Reuben. Reuben has nothing from these mechitzas. It's totally, if it's a Malkum Shenogu Shaloi Ligdor, so what benefit does Reuben have from the mechitzas of Pnimius? Nothing. They don't keep the Behemoth out of Reuben's field, they don't do anything for Reuben. So why is Reuben called the Loi Chasser? Reuben is a Chasser, he's building mechitzas to keep out Behemoth from Shimon. So that's maybe why the Rebbe Baal HaMor had to learn. It's talking about a Malkum Shenogu Ligdor. So Reuben's chayiv to build the mechitzas because he has a chiyuv achokas nizokin. So Reuben, so Shimon, therefore, Shimon says to Reuben, you have to build these mechitzas anyway. You have to build these mechitzas as mazik. So why are you making me pay as zenene v'zeloi chosim? Well, it's not going to be okay for Yisera, but the fourth side Reuben didn't have to build. Or even the three sides, he didn't have to build the whole width. He only had to build half the width. He could have been tevea. So maybe that's enough to make him a chos. That's Gemara's teretz. But what you're saying is also good. Kaponim, we're back to square one. The big problem I have here is I don't understand the case of chos. So let's go over this thing. The emphasis, bottom line is, I thought I have a pshat in the Baal HaMor, but I'm not. We're not home free. The kashin, the problem again. What does it say in Baal HaMor? It says in Baal HaMor. We're talking about Mokum Shinogu. Let's go over the things that it says, and then what we're adding to it, and what that solves, and what remains outstanding. Like a little bit of an aside. So the way the Baal HaMor learns pshat in the Mishnah, the Baal HaMor says, A, we're talking about a Mokum Shinogu Ligda. Most Yishayim don't learn that. That's Chiddush of Baal HaMor. It's a Mokum Shinogu Ligda. If it's a Mokum Shinogu Ligda, then Reuben could be Tavei Shimon to be guided together. Most Yishayim say, so that can't be. So then what's the whole, so why you have to wait for the fourth wall? Reuben could have been Tavei Shimon to be guided every single wall. Reuben could be Tavei Shimon. HaChokas and Zokim, we're massacring each other. So why do you have to wait for the fourth wall? The Baal HaMor, well, the other Yishayim learn, it can't be. It must be a Mokum Shinogu Shalei Ligda. The Baal HaMor holds, no, it's a Mokum Shinogu Ligda. And that's true. Reuben could have been Tavei Shimon to build from the very beginning, to participate in all of the walls, but he didn't. So once he didn't, he didn't. And end of story. Reuben was not Tavei HaChokas Mizokim from Shimon, so that's finished. So now, Reuben cannot be Tavei from Shimon HaChokas Mizokim. But if he... And therefore, three walls, Shimon could laugh in Reuben's face. But when Reuben finishes the fourth wall, then already Shimon does have to pay. Kind of a zayl or advei amov or whatever this is, but then already Shimon has to pay. Mitalad b'chayis, Shimon has to pay. Makif, I'm a nikif, the whole sugya. But then Shimon has to pay. Why does Shimon have to pay? Why does Shimon have to pay? Asar chokas nezokin. Reuben should have been tevei chokas nezokin in the very beginning. He wasn't. At least from those three walls, he built on his own. There's no tefillah over here on chokas nezokin. And the fourth wall, b'chal is tzad v'shus rabim. So there's no tefillah over chokas nezokin on the fourth wall. Al kochoch. That the pshat in the Baal HaMor is saying that once Reuben builds the fourth wall, he can then come to Shimon and be tevei him, not asked hachokas nezokin, that's too late. But he can be tevei Shimon to participate in the walls as nene, because now Shimon's a nene. So why is Shimon only a nene at the end? Why wasn't Shimon a nene from the very beginning? Even from three walls, Shimon's a nene. So he said, no, Shimon's not a nene because the Bnei Shusarabim are looking in. So the Mela, well, he doesn't say these words. He says, Shimon's not a nenek is open to the Tzad Rosh Hashanah. Shimon's not a nenek is open to the Tzad Rosh Hashanah. What about a chotzer? A chotzer, build a chotzer, you can betray the guy after the fact. So how come over there we don't say the same thing? What do you mean? Why can't Shimon say, I'm not a nenek, it's open on the other side? Not a nene. So the answer, no, by a chotzer, about you're a nene. You're a nene even from one wall. Because we know you're going to be geider all the sides. We know Shimon is going to be geider. We know Shimon's going to be geider the other sides. So Mela, whatever side he shares with Reuben, he has hanofa. So Reuben could be tevei Shimon hanot. By a bikkur, says the Baal HaMor, we don't know that Shimon's going to be going to the fourth side. Lots of people are not being going to the fourth side. So Mimela, you can't be today in the know until you go to the fourth sides. That kind of Baal HaMor. So the obvious question is, Lodoshach, if Shimon cares about the fourth side, then he'll be going to the fourth side, then he's ended from the three sides. And if Shimon doesn't care about the fourth side, because maybe Shus Rabim don't, they don't have such a... they don't make such an einar. So then he's nene from three sides. So Mimono Shuch Shimon was nene from the three sides. Why can't you be the nene? Why can't you be the nene from three sides? That's the problem in Baal HaMor. That's what it says in Baal HaMor, and that's the problem in Baal HaMor. What it says in Baal HaMor is that by a chotzer you're nene even from one side because we know you're going to be going to the rest. So Shimon, I think the case of a chotzer is Shechenim, not Makif and Nikif, but... But whatever this is, by a chotzer, even if one guy built the wall first, he could still be tevei the other fellow, because we know the other fellow is going to be going to the other side. So he's a nene from the ones. But whenever you built for him, he was a nene from, because the rest is going to be sos. Mashenka by a biko, he's not nene unless you give him four sides, because from three sides he's not a nene, because the fourth side might leave the fourth side open. Because lots of people leave the fourth side open because there's not so much iron hard from the fourth side. Yeah, so that was the problem. So not so much iron hard from the fourth side. So then you were mahanim, the three sides where the iron hard comes from. Like from where the iron hard comes, you put the, you know, from where the cosmic rays come, you put the aluminum foil. So like from the fourth side, that's not where it's coming from. So why is it called that he was? So you were mahanim. And if he's a guy who cares about the fourth side, then he'll be going to the fourth side. Yeah, that's the problem. So my solution is, but the solution causes its own problems. My solution is to say two things. Number one, that what you're tahanori tevein is not the tahanori einhar. You're not tevein the tahanori einhar. That needs explaining. Why taka can't you be tevein the tahanori einhar? So I want to say, because the tahanori einhar you can't be tevein, that's like protection money. That's a protection racket. I'm being tevein the tahanori that I'm not being masikir with hezekriya. I have to be misalik my hezekriya. That's a big assumption. I'm positing. It's not much. You could say that I don't have a chiyav. I don't have a unilateral chiyav. We only have a chiyav to be misayin shalom. But I want to posit that he cannot be tevei the hanor v'ainhor, because to be tevei the hanor v'ainhor is like being tevei the hanor that I'm not being masikir. There's no such thing. The only hanor that he can be tevei, because again I have to say that, because if he could be tevei the hanor v'ainhor, then this is the hanor v'ainhor even from three sides. So why can't you be tevei? So I have to say that the hanor v'ainhor you cannot be tevei. So what's left to be tevei? The hanor behemus. So then I have to say the hanor that we're talking about over here is hanor of behemus. The problem with that shot, and as far as it goes, that could work out very well. But, and the Gemara of Kama is not, whatever, that could work out fine. We could work that through. My problem is that once you say that you cannot be tevei the hanor v'ainhor, you can only be tevei the hanor behemus. So what's the case by a chotzer? You built, they built a chotzer, a kaisel behemsa. One of them built a kaisel behemsa, and he's tevei the other one. So the Baal HaMor says, yeah, since we know that Shimon is going to be makif the other sides, even the Sadrish Rabin, we know he's going to be makif it, so therefore Reuben can be teveya from Shimon the Hanov. Mm-hmm. What Hanov are we talking about? Hanov Einhor, you can't be teveya. Hanov Hezekriya, how can you be teveya Hanov Hezekriya? That's protection money. You can't be teveya such Hanov. Elam are you teveya Hanov Behemoth? In a chotzer, but where you bring him as Kaisel Behemoth, so where's the Hanov Behemoth? Where are the Behemoth going to come from? All the other sides are Godr. About all the other sides are Godr. So where's the Kaisel Behemoth give a Hanov Behemoth? From the fact that the Baal HaMor seems to talk about that you can build a wall between two shulfin and you can be tevei afterwards, and l'chari means tevei afterwards, d'hanor, because that's his whole yisoid. The kaifin zeh is only before the fact. After the fact, you lose the kaifin zeh. All you can be tevei is d'hanor. So kaisel shulfin, how can you be tevei after the fact? L'chari, you have to say because you're a nana. That's what he seems to mean. You're a nana because we know Shimon's going to build the other side. We know Shimon will be going to the side of Shisarabim. Anyway, it's muchuk that way. Mineu bay, it's muchuk. When the Baal HaMor says that when you have a chotzer, Reuben and Shimon, they're side by side. Reuben and Reuben built the kaisel behem, so he give it to Shimon. So he says Shimon can't say, but I'm open the side of Shisra Abim, because we know he's not going to leave it open the side of Shisra Abim. What tree over here is he talking about? Is it a tree of achok and zezok? And Reuben's be tevei Shimon, build house, build a wall. Help me pay me after the fact for helping to build the wall because we have a chiyav achok and zezokin. So what does that do with the tzad v'shus rabim? Just because Shimon is nizik mitzad v'shus rabim, that doesn't. What does it have to do with this chiyav achok and zezokin? Elamai is talking about not. It's tomer achiyav nene. Shimon's not a nene because it's open the tzad v'shus rabim. What nene? Nene of achok and zezokin. We're saying that we're driven to say in the Baal HaMor there's no such thing as a nene for achok and zezokin.
Could it be that there's a minog to be a minog for ayin hara, which that only works for a chiyuv to be right. But then, if you go there all four sides, so now he's giving you milu tznusa, which you can only go there once you've actually been going there all four sides, because now you actually even don't know. But they don't have a minog to be go there for ayin hara and bika, for milu. And say, but Shusarabim, there's only
Ayin
Hara, but there's no
Nilitz Nusa. You're saying that can't be today Ayin Hara, because Ayin Hara, the Hanov Ayin Hara, because that's, we'll say, you can't be today. That's not something you can be today, because that's Hachok and Zom. When you go here from all four sides, now he has Hanov that he can do Nilitz Nusa. Even though Chayin is Sadi, you don't really need to do Nilitz Nusa, but let's say, you can do Nilitz Nusa. And that's the Hanov. When you go to different four sides, that's the another you get. That's not allowed by a chatzah too. It could be a cheshbon that works, but in Sfar it's very rochek to think that there's milut tznus in a sudden.
By a chatzah, his achamis nizikin is to get rid of tznus. So even if, and then that would be a schiv, so we can't say that he's getting menana mishon tznus, because that's the achamis nizikin. We're saying it can't be tzadaya.
I think so. In a chnami, that's part of what it was, that's l'chor, that's true. That's the cheshbon. That you cannot be tzadaya chokas tzadokin, because that you have a chiv, you can't be tzadaya the hanah of Hezekiah, because that's Reuben's responsibility in the first place. It can't be Tevei Hashem and Dano. That's what we're learning in his by Bikkur. So then what is Dano by Bikkur? Behemoth. But the Baal HaMor is mashmeh that by a chotzer there's also such Dano. I don't understand by Metzias, what's Dano by, what Hano do you have in a chotzer? By Kaisel HaShutvin, what Hano do you have? Manasha. Hano of Hezekiah you certainly have. But you can't be tevei that because that you have a chiyuv to be to you have a chiyuv achalkas and zoh. I think there's something missing here. I don't know. Just give me a second.
I think it's really that there is really tznusa by Rego. There's
right.
A government.
Wait, I only talks about the Kalo.
What?
Why do you say?
It says Moshe ain't giving Vika, she's harming me, and Moshe ain't might be the Muslim Tegra Sharab for the Mirit Tznusa.
No, it doesn't say for Mirit Tznusa.
Well, that was what it was good for the Chotzer.
No, but he said before, he brought the Gemara, but also let him, he brought the Gemara and that base, but also Adam Shiyam,
that's why there's the
minute
we go there for Ayin Hara.
So that's what he means by Rishas Rabban. Rishas Rabban, they're not so makbar in Ayin Hara.
He says Sneas right before that.
Where? What he said right before that was Gemara and that base. Yeah, in a Chotzer you have Sneas, but I can't believe it in the Bikkur. This, and if there was sneeze in the Bikkur, then what do you have to come out Ayin Hara? Why does he have to mention Ayin Hara?
There's no minhag for Ayin
Hara. That's too many things. Give me a second. Hold on.
Why can't we say that now about Chatzar Shutfim and be animals coming through the Chatziros, like animals coming
through? The Chayr Reuben, the Tzad Mishas Rabban, the Chayr Reuben has a getter earlier. Mele by Bikr, I can hear Reuben doesn't have a getter, because some Harbin and the Odom don't have a getter. But in a Chatzar, Rambam says everybody has a getter of the Tzad Mishas Rabban. So Reuben also has a getter of the Tzad Mishas Rabban.
Meaning in the case of the Mishnah.
Right.
So when
and that's it.
Yeah.
Right.
So the wall is there to prevent animals from coming from one side to the other.
I mean, from Reuben to Shimon and from Shimon to Reuben.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a chash. He says, even on the fourth side, he says you only make a getter because of tznius. He doesn't say because of behemoth. And the bikkur of the animals is the thing. I don't know that in the chutz, that's the concern. He says that they're for sure going to be going to the side, which is a rabbin, because it's also with tznius. Doesn't say because it's also for behemoths, or you're not keep out behemoths. And the chazu b'chal and the chazu have behemoths.
Why not?
I don't know what it looked like, but it talks about sneers, it doesn't talk about behemoths.
Could it be that the reason why the Baltimore says that your hezek riyah time has gotten lost is not because there's no more hezek riyah from one to the other, but rather that there's no more hezek riyah in the chazu entirely? Because as long as there's hezek riyah in the chatzar itself, so then one side can prevail the other. But once it's completely gone, there's no hezek riyah in the chatzar itself, regardless of where it comes from, so then one side can still be tevel. So in the bika, where people don't care about hezek riyah from the shasar rabbin, once three sides are up, there's no more hezek riyah bichlal in the chatzar. Masha'in came by a chatzar where people are machbid on the hezek riyah.
Something got lost over here. Something got messed up here in the chatzar.
In the bika, where nobody cares about the hezek riyah from the shasar rabbin.
Mm-hmm.
So once all three walls are up, there's now no more hezek riyah in Shimon's chatzar and then Nikas chatzar at all, because there's no hezek riyah from
the
shasar rabbin.
So then he has more, no, not less.
No, so the tvi in that case would be what Rebbe was saying, the hanah from the behemos. However, in the case of a chatzar, so because people are still makbid on hezek riyah from the shasar rabbin, the chatzar itself still has hezek riyah going on. So long as there's hezek riyah in the chatzar, one side can still be tovea. He hasn't lost out yet on his tefillah of hezek riyah.
Libby Emily, I don't know. I don't know. Satisfactory, I don't have. My closest thing I'm thinking out, maybe it's not so far from what you're saying, is that in a chutzah, even though he already built the wall, so he cannot time. He cannot. Reuven cannot be. Reuven already built the wall, so Reuven can't time. Can't be tevei Shimon misad harchakas mezokin. Can't be tevei Shimon. Shimon, get away. You're being mazik me. He's not. Reuven already went and built the wall. He protected himself. Can't be tevei Shimon. Don't be mazik me. But maybe he still has the tzarech hamishutav to kutfir. Maybe that doesn't go away. They had a nothing to say. Don't be mazik me. I'm nothing. Shimon will say, I'm not being mazik me. Thank you. I'm not being mazik. But you can still be tevei to Shimon. Shimon, we had a tzarech hamishutav to build a kaisol. And even though, and you can't say, well, you had no tzarech in this kaisol because you opened to Rishus Rabbim. Anyway, you're going to be going to Rishus Rabbim. So we have a tzarech meshutif to have a wall in the middle. A tzarech meshutif maybe kivtevei after the fact. Mashenkin by a bika, Reuben could have been tevei Shimon in advance. He could have been tevei mechakas dezokin. You give me an ayin har, I feel the ayin har. You give me an ayin har, my tefillah is getting an ayin har. It's not going. You see, it's not growing well. So we have to. You have to build a wall. But it's too late for that. He already built a wall. Shimon is not being mazik. Elamai, who wants to be Tereh Shimon, mitzad the Tzarech HaMeshutav, to have a wall between them to prevent Ayin Haras. So maybe for that, Shimon could say, it's not a Tzarech HaMeshutav because it's still open to Tzad Rishus HaRabim. So I don't know what to do with that. So what? Rishus HaRabim doesn't matter so much. Like, we still come back to that wall, that brick wall. What do you mean it's not a tzarech? It is a tzarech meshutav, because the tzarech meshutav, Rabbi Mistaka, it doesn't matter. The tzarech meshutav is for the size that matter. The emes is, there's a strong reason to think that by kaisel ha-shutfen it's not a chiv nene at all. Because chiv nene, nobody ever said by Kaisel Shutfin Shinofal that it's Mekanim Bezel. If Reuben builds the wall, then he's Tereh Shimon, he's Tereh Mavonim. No, we don't have a Chibur Abba, but he's saying it's only Mekanim Bezel. Or if it's only Chib Nene, then it should be. That's maybe not Shishvek, because maybe over there there's no. Maybe by Kaisel Shutfin there's no Taina of the Disagilim to Subazuzo or the Disagilim to get the Kanim. Maybe it's a little bit posher than a Kaisel Shutfin. You need Avonim. So there's no Lididi Sagir with less than Avonim. So maybe it is a Tfiyas Nenim. Maybe it is a Tfiyas Nenim. I don't know. I don't know what to do with all this. Yeah. He's Tevei him the Hanov Ragli Odom. Meaning like Runya. So on Ragli Adam. Maybe that's the tefillah. So you have enough from Ragli Adam. The problem is if Ragli Adam was enough to be called the Inene Ad Kadei Gevil Begozes, then why do we need Hezekiah in the beginning, in the divine in that place? And Rashi and Ragamar by Bikkur, we had this notion that there's Hanoah from Ragli Odom, but only to the, maybe only to Bikkur, where you know, you're not around all the time to keep people away from your Tainim. And maybe only make, but in a Chotzer, if there's such a thing that you need a wall to keep out of, you have a thing, so like Kagano, fine, that you need maybe, but Dalet Amos for Ragli Odom. Also, Ragli Odom works better if you learn Sassar Tvachim, but the Rebbe Alamor is clearly learning Dalet Amos to be Kaisel. You need Dalet Amos for Ragli Odom. And if you do that, then who needs Hezekiah in that base? You weren't that base, sounds like it's only because Hezekiah. I'm sorry, am I missing anything?
In the chatzer, can't the, let's say there's two shifting, can't someone always be Tovea? Can one guy always be Tovea, the other guy?
Why? If he already built the wall, don't he have to be built the wall?
But the Mishnah says, well, that's a cause of answer. Split it, so.
Yeah, so that's the question. Why? But maybe that's before the fact. But here we're talking about after the fact. So the whole bottom line is that after the fact, you lose the tefillah. That's how it works by Vikka. I don't know. Okay, I think we'll leave it now. It's stuck in. Maybe, I don't know if we'll have an answer now. Maybe somebody will come up with something new. And then we're going back. I'll go to the get tomorrow, Mishnah. I'm going to get at least the Mishnah.
We have 10 people ready for Vikka.